Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's spring cleaning time.
Yeah.
Get rid of all that clutter, tossing it out, or even better, donate what you don't need.
Yes.
But there is a theory that has been floated out here in the break room.
What's that?
One part of the greater Rochester area won't be going to Goodwill or the Salvation Army or AmVets to drop off their things. Mm. Because this person says where you live determines whether or not you donate what you don't need.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We had a great Where They Whinin' on Tuesday.
Mm.
If you missed it, you can go back and check it out at WCMF.com. A woman from Webster was looking to make a knockoff Stanley mug for her young kids.
Oh, that cheap woman.
But in this post from the neighborhood app, she mentioned how these mugs were just a fad.
Yeah.
And she had said, I'm paraphrasing, that they're all going to end up in a donation pile soon when nobody wants them. One man from Twitter used that as a clue to narrow down where this post was coming from and tell Tommy and I why we were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I will read you the tweet. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Quote, Duffy and Tommy missed the biggest clue. She said donation pile. West Siders don't donate. They're hoarders and pack rats. Plus, they don't even itemize like East Siders do because they don't need to donate for the write-off.
Mm. Okay.
Kimmy, do we have a name on that tweet? Because you sent me just the tweet.
It was...
Take your time. I just want to give the man credit. We got time. This tweet.
Yeah.
Wildly insulting to the people of Gates, Greece, Chi-Lai, and Hilton. And he might be right.
Yeah. I mean, did your parents ever... No, they took donations, so no.
It was at Cruiser 10.
All right, Cruiser 10?
Yep.
No, Mike. That's just it. I thought about...
Hey, all that stuff your dad could have donated, he just put on the side of the house.
No. Boats, snowmobiles, busted RVs.
Yeah.
Every article of clothing. 252-WCMF. Do Westsiders not donate to thrift stores? Because my knee-jerk reaction was to call this guy a dick. But then when I thought about it, there was not a single time I remember as a kid my mother dropping off stuff to be done. Not a single time.
Well, here's the way you can figure it out. Because figure out how many donation centers are on the west side compared to the east side.
Well, no, the bins are everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Oh. And they have the thrift stores where you can drop stuff off.
Mm. Like, and I'm assuming like that even the thrift stores probably, you know, move around stuff based on what needs more. You know
I
what
don't
I mean?
Know.
You don't think?
I don't know. Because there is something you may notice depending on the thrift store you go to. Because like, here's the thing. When I was a kid, we went to the thrift store all the time.
Yeah.
We would buy stuff from the thrift store all the time. Never do I remember giving them a thing.
Taking a bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like the way you're looking at me right now.
What did I do?
No, you're sitting here smug. Like, yeah, of course. This isn't even our cover level. It's nerves. The West Side is giving stuff away.
No, but he's right. You know, rich people, they write their taxes off. They donate. They got nice stuff to donate. They don't use it. I always figure, like, West Side people wear things out. Like, they will just use it till there's nothing left in it.
No, I think that they value that thing so much that they want to hold on to it forever. Like, it's not so much that I don't think that West Siders don't want to donate, but I do know a lot of people, and especially, like, parents I'm thinking of kids growing up, like, they just held on to everything.
Like, they had a harder time. Possibly.
They had a harder time parting ways with things.
Here's why. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A blue-collar mentality keeps you from getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, don't throw it out. You're going to need it.
That stuff costs you money.
Mm-hmm.
Money equals the time you spent at your job.
It's like new.
Exactly. Everything you get rid of, it's like throwing your time away. So you want to hold on to that thing forever. Not to mention, how do you know, Kimmy, you're not going to need that thing down the road? You don't want to have to buy it twice because now I'm wasting double the amount of time it took to get it. How do I know also that thing won't be worth something in 20, 30 years?
I love that analogy, too.
What?
People think everything they own is going to be worth something.
There are lots of people on the West Side who are making money on their old record collection, vintage clothes they never threw out, and vintage cookware that all of a sudden skyrocketed in value. If you have that stuff in your garage or your basement right now, you look like a genius.
Yeah, but it's got to be mint.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be mint.
Nobody wants your batched up bell bottoms from 1982, Tina.
He's got batched up bell bottoms is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
She's got batched up bell bottoms, son. You don't want to know what she did in that parking lot on a Sunday after church.
It's a wordy country song.
She got church stains on her bell bottoms.
For God's sakes, man.
Explain that one to your pastor.
I don't know anybody growing up on the West Side that didn't have West Side grandparents that weren't like borderline hoarders. Like, they had way too much stuff for their house.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you're describing the house I grew up in.
Bulging at the same.
You're describing my grandmother's house who lived in Greece. You're describing my grandfather's trailer who lived in Brockport.
Did that exist on the east side, too? Or is that just like a...
That's a west side thing.
Okay, shut up. You don't even know about the east
side,
man.
That's an old country. We just got here. Don't trust nobody. Yeah, it's that mentality.
You're Sicilian.
Listen, my former... he was my father-in-law, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
He would get pissed off anytime I bought anything.
Why?
Why you buy that? I got four hoses at the house. He'd give you a rake with a nail in it that he like fixed. Like he old shovels. Like he had.
Like how many shovels does one person need, kind of thing?
Tony had too many shovels for one man.
No, but no, there's no such thing as too many shovels for one man. Like your garage is supposed to be full of stuff you don't need in case the thing that works stops working. Yes. In which case you use
and I had it all.
But you use the backup and then you fix the thing that stopped working.
Yeah.
Man, you're such a wasteful, spoiled, rich kid, man. Seriously.
Oh, look at you.
What?
You don't do nothing.
What do you mean I don't do nothing? I still save everything.
But you never use it.
Doesn't matter. What if I need to use it? Bro, the amount of tools I have in my, like, not tools, but like shovels, rakes, snow shovels. I have two broken snow shovels that I will not throw away.
Why? They're broken. They don't work.
So my favorite shovel has a crack in it, but it's still usable. So I use it. And then the other ones
You're not even Sicilian.
Bro, it's not about ethnicity.
It kind of is.
Well, okay. It's about how you came up money-wise, but... I mean, West Side.
Appreciate a dollar.
On the West Side, you do have a lot of folks that came to this country.
Poor.
Yeah, right.
No, they had nothing.
I think that does get passed down. Like you need to. My grandmother, you know, saved tinfoil. She cooked with the fat.
That I never got, man.
What are you talking about?
Saving the foil.
Well, there was a war thing back in the day.
Yeah, I get it, man. We won. Okay, Hitler's dead. All the B-25s are in mothballs. You can say like. My mother would lay that. My mother had money, right? Mm-hmm. Like she was from Auburn, poor, right?
Yeah.
She would almost like dry clean that stuff with her hands. It would be like so smoothed out. There wouldn't be a wrinkle in it.
It never leaves you. It never leaves
and
you.
And I know people who have even, you know, cleaned out homes of relatives that had way too much stuff and swore to themselves, I will never, I won't be that person, that have slowly turned into that person.
My great-grandfather, his garage was full of Coca-Cola glass bottles from the 1950s that he was saving in case he needed them in the late 90s.
Think of what that is worth today.
You're not kidding. And I'm sure they just got chucked away when he didn't die until he was like 99. My great-grandmother made it to like 104.
You could have cleaned up, bro.
Yeah.
You could have made hundreds.
But what? But that's hundreds I wouldn't have had.
Holland bottles.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A tweet regarding our Where They Whining earlier this week. It was a woman who didn't want to buy a Stanley mug for her kids because they were too expensive. She said they're going to end up in thrift stores in a little while anyway. And a tweet narrowing down where this guy thought it was, quote, Duffy and Tommy missed the biggest clue. She said donation pile. Westsiders don't donate. They are hoarders. They're pack rats. Plus, they don't even itemize. Even the way he wrote that, they don't even itemize.
Yeah, they don't do the taxes like that.
Like Eastsiders do because they don't need to donate for the write-off. Kimmy, you said something earlier that you believe these thrift stores spread where the merchandise is needed, like the donations.
Well, I just figure like if there's one store like running low on a certain, you know, on certain things, maybe they shift it around a little bit. Or if one is just like overwhelmed with donations, do they start to haul those donations to other places?
I don't think that's the case because this might be what we're talking about here, why East Side thrift stores seem to have better selections than the ones on the West Side. That Goodwill and Victor is a gem.
It is.
You said you get high-end stuff.
They have a boutique section of name brands inside the thrift store. And Westsiders, if you are going to get rid of stuff that you have, you're more apt to give it to people you know.
Yeah, you give it to a neighbor, something like that.
Exactly. For example, if you have kids and they grew out of their clothes, you bag them up and you give them to a family member or a friend.
I remember this happening growing up.
So you had the same experience.
I looked forward to it.
Yes.
The hand-me-down.
Yeah. There was a family we knew when I was a kid. I think they had six boys, the Fultz family. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Fultz would load up multiple garbage
bags.
There's
good stuff in there.
Great stuff. Yeah. It was the only like Nike, like name brand sports stuff I got when I was a kid. And I don't know if we would have made it without the Fultzes. I loved getting those bags. Loved it.
It'd be weird, though, because, like, you know the kid that was in it.
Yeah, he was actually the youngest Fultz brother was younger than me. Yeah, we played baseball together.
Isn't that weird? Like, you're wearing, like, his jeans?
Never thought. Wearing Todd's jeans?
You're wearing Fultzy's?
I'm wearing Todd Fultz's jeans, and I'm proud of it.
Because you get, like, Fultzy. You're going to get Fultzy's funk all over your mung sack.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I was happy to have Fultz funk all over me. That's how we did it back in Gates.
And we got by.
I don't understand. Like, it's those little joys, Kimmy, that, like, I don't know.
They're the little joys you get when you don't have any joy in your life.
For God's sakes, man.
Because like, you're wearing Fultz's funky jeans.
But it was also like, it always came from like the older kids in the neighborhood who like you already looked up to as a little kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so like they were already cool to you and now you get their cool stuff.
Right.
No, she's right. She's absolutely right. Like, I mean, Kimmy, think back to being a kid and that garbage bag walked through your door and you knew you were about to take
it
10.
Came in a garbage bag.
It always came in a garbage bag.
It sounds so third world.
You were going to spend the next 10 minutes ripping through those clothes to find the stuff that you thought was cool.
Yeah, and you had to pick through it before it went to another kid in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Because it made its rounds.
Yep.
And by the way, you didn't grow up in squalor.
It was just a thing. I don't know.
Your parents had good jobs. Your old man saved bank.
Yeah, but this was stuff that your parents sometimes wouldn't buy you. And again, like it was just
coming
from. But
your dad cared about you. He loved you, man.
Yeah, but my dad was also cheap. Think about that, too.
Maybe it is a West Side thing. I mean, look, when you live around something that is common.
I've never experienced any of this. I didn't even have hand-me-downs from my brothers and sisters because they were so much older than me.
Eventually you're going to grow.
Right.
It didn't happen.
Right.
No, he's actually wearing his brother's baptismal pants right now. So, like, everything you got was brand new when you were a kid.
Yeah. We always shopped. But, like, Sears and Penny's and stuff like that. Just regular stores.
It's not. Oh, I didn't even get to shop in those stores.
Wait, your mother couldn't afford Penny's?
No.
It's called Penny's. Literally, you can't get any cheaper coin on the logo.
We could have shopped at Penny.
Yeah.
But that didn't exist.
No kidding.
No, man.
You didn't go to Sears?
No.
I mean, those are the two standard, like, back-to-school stuff.
No, okay. I remember going into Macy's because I got
Macy's
zoned.
Macy's is who I am.
No, but they had zoned jeans in Macy's. Yeah. It was the lowest-end big leg jeans you could buy. But I told you, the crotch would blow out in 2 weeks because, like, my sweaty thighs would get to the seams, and then I would squat down, and it was all over. It was all over for those jeans. No, but, like, it was thrift stores. It was, like, Walmart. And then if, like, a store was having a massive sale, we would go shop there.
Yeah,
Sears.
I've always worn retail and no sibling clothes. And no neighborhood clothes.
You sound like such a bitch when you put it that
way. I can't believe you didn't even get the sibling hand-me-downs.
I was too... They were so much older than me.
Yeah, but they could have saved them.
Yeah, I would think they'd save them for that reason, you know?
Bro, my brothers go up to 50s. I'm going to walk around looking like Sha-na-na, like Minnie Bowser.
What are you right now? What are you right now?
And you, as like a 10-year-old kid, cared about dressing for the decade you were in.
I was always a pretty sharp-dressed kid.
Yeah, I believe that. Everyone's crazy about a sharp-dressed kid. That sounds weird when you say it out loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We do know you had 4 tailored suits.
Yes.
I can't even... All right. I don't mean to bring this like conversation down.
Here we go. I got some more tales of squalor.
No, I'm just saying it blows my mind as a child. To be able to walk into a mall, point at something, say, I want that, and your parents just got it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way it works.
And, like, here's the thing, man. Again, to prove that it's something that you never get rid of, you know, my wife grew up in a trailer.
Yeah,
right?
She grew up tough.
Yeah, she came out. I love how her, it's tough. Me, it's squalor.
Well, because she's smart. Like, she applied herself. Like, she saw the situation and said, I want to better myself.
And I'm stuck
here. Your family didn't get the message. You all live a half a block from each other.
My wife was gifted through family, her side of the family. She had a friend that worked at Ralph Lauren. Is that how you say
it? Wait, designer?
Yeah. And they had these like sample baby clothes, little dresses. So they gave them to my wife. And my daughter wore them like one time. Mm-hmm. My wife has 5 of them.
Yeah.
And she is saving them to give them to my daughters when they have kids.
Cute. But that's a tradition.
Oh, it's a tradition?
And that's Ralph Lauren.
Uh-huh. So my wife got free clothes handed to her from a friend. And instead of giving them to somebody else or donating them, she's saving them to give to my daughter.
Well, this isn't the Tubby Magoo line of pennies that your mother had to squish your fat ass into when you weren't doing your homework, unless it was buried in snacks.
You are such a coward-ass bitch. You killed me for 15 minutes for the exact same thing my wife did. I was, oh, you know what? No, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Oh, son. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
You know, as we talk about, again, Westsiders not donating to thrift stores, giving it to your friends if you're getting rid of it. Another thing has popped up within the last 20 years.
What's that?
That has taken away from the thrift store donation. Stores like Plato's Closet, where you can trade your clothes for store credit or just get straight up cash.
Mm. Yeah.
And that goes a long way. As opposed to just, like, dropping it off in a bin.
It does, but I do think a lot of people show up with, like, non-name brand stuff thinking they're going to make a bunch of money. You know what I mean? I mean, they look for specific, like, quality things. And I think some people bring stuff in that has, like, stains on it and stuff. And they're like, yeah, we're good. We're going to pass on that. Yeah.
My daughter, thank God, my daughters love Plato's Closet. There's one in Henrietta in Southtown Plaza. And they want to go there all the time.
Nice.
So you say bank.
Yeah, they love the thrift store, too, because all the vintage stuff.
Mm.
Like, my kids, in this being in this generation with my kids is the greatest money saver of all time. Thrift store stuff, cool. Let's go. All right, so the moral of the story is, just because you're not donating doesn't mean you don't care.
Right.
And holding on to stuff is not always the worst idea.
Yeah, it saves you money. And then it's like a little gift you get of old stuff.
Much like our listeners get when Tommy opens his mouth every day. A gift of old stuff.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
All right, this is a story that made national news. It comes out of Texas.
What happened?
In early April, sheriff's deputies were called to a luxury high-rise apartment after some tenants in the building said they believed a 6- and 8-year-old had been left alone in one of the units.
Oh, 6 and 8?
6 and 8 years old. So, the police show up. They find the kids, and they are alone in this apartment. Mm. They say the apartment was in complete disarray. There was trash all over the place, leftover food all over the place. They started talking to neighbors, and they said the children's mother left the apartment complex with luggage around noon on April 4th.
Wait, she wasn't at work?
I don't know, unless she works at the luggage factory, and she took some of her work home with her. The children told the deputies that their mother had left to go on vacation on a cruise. They also told the police they were not sure when she would return.
Like, did they even know, like, did the woman just split?
She told the kids, I'm going on a cruise.
She took a break.
Yep. Didn't say when she'd be back.
Oh, my God.
Now, according to police, the woman, who did not get home until April 10th. Six days. April 4th to April 10th. These 6 and 8-year-old were left alone in this apartment.
So how long were the kids, like, by themselves compared to, like, when the cops picked them up?
So, it says April 4th, she left. It doesn't say when.
I wonder how long they were in the apartment before somebody realized.
April 9th. So, they were alone five days before somebody realized the kids were alone.
Oh, my God.
But apparently,
six-year-old.
The woman had cameras inside the apartment.
All right.
And one of the kids had a phone in which way she could communicate with
them. All right.
Now, when she got back April 10th, she was arrested the next day, charged with child endangerment. And nobody is here to argue that this mother is a good mother.
Right.
Leaving a 6 and 8-year-old home alone to go on a
going
cruise.
Going on vacation.
She went on a cruise.
Oh, that's the worst part.
That's the ultimate, I am so selfish.
Yeah,
seriously.
Because it's not like something you had to go do. It's not like you left him home while you went to work or, you know, you took care of an obligation of some sort.
What makes it even worse is, I mean, if something were to go wrong, you're not only states away, you're in the middle of the...
You can't do anything.
Exactly. There's nothing you can do to get back. Now, this woman is in serious trouble. We'll see how this all works out. Mm. However, I will ask this question.
Okay.
The technology there...
Yeah.
If she was closer, allows her to keep an eye on her children. You have a camera inside the house, so you see what's going on at all times. Even if they're goofing around, you can talk through the camera and be like, hey,
right.
hey,
right.
Cut it out.
There's communication there.
Yes, you know what's going on. I mean, that's probably more attention you'd be paying your kids than if you were actually in the house and doing something in the other room.
But
Cruz, take that out of it.
All right.
Are we at a point soon where parents will feel comfortable leaving kids that young alone because you have the ability to actually watch them?
Yeah, but what happens if something goes south, though?
Right.
And it gets in, they get in over their heads and you're not there.
You're right. That is a potential issue.
Fear.
That's the problem.
But if I'm not that far away, let's say that I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to go to the grocery store.
Because
no one would want to leave their 6 and 8 year old alone right now to go to the grocery store. But I have the ability to watch them on camera and one of them has a phone. Would you judge a mom for that?
Well, they'd have to rewrite the laws then, probably.
No, they wouldn't, because there is no rock solid age.
As we found out, there's no like specific line.
I would be nervous to have a 6 year old in the house by themselves. Just if they got a hold of a knife, they cut themselves, horsing around.
Well, you make a no knife rule, obviously.
Well, does that stick? If you just put no knives?
Well, no, if you put the knife in the wrong place, it will stick.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get that out.
I would be afraid.
So you're saying no.
Yeah.
But is that with your old man brain that can't understand the modern technology that exists today? And I'm asking as a friend.
Yes. I would say, because you know how kids are.
Oh, I do. I wouldn't want to do it.
Think of the power that goes to the oldest child's head they think they're in charge.
Little Putins.
But you have to do what I say now.
You call him Little Putin?
Yeah, every kid turns into a little Putin or little Kim. One time, he was the older sibling. That's how he became leader of Korea.
No, his older brother was the one that was killed because he tried to go to Disneyland in China.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know.
Yeah, he's not the oldest.
Oh.
He's just the one with the biggest guns, buddy. No, but I mean, you know, you bring up the fact that the oldest child would have all of the power. That's a valid point. But I also think that's a 10, 15, 20 year ago thought, because if I have the ability to see and hear everything that's happening, I'm going to know what a dick you're being if you're 8-year-old Putin.
I mean,
I don't
it does
know
make
if
it...
my mom watching, though, would have kept me from being a dick.
But I can come home and punish you.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess like you're saying it frees you up to run errands and do stuff without, like you're saying, have to load everybody up and load everybody into the store and everything else. You leave them home.
I'm not suggesting this is a good idea. What I'm asking is, you know, technology changes the way we live our lives on a regular basis. And
I think it's, I mean, for parents, I guess it frees you up a little bit, right?
I don't know.
Quick errand, not to worry about it. Like, think about like when your kids were both in those car seats.
Mm-hmm.
How long would it take you to load them into those cars?
Oh, we talked about this the other day.
It's
it was
misery.
A 10-minute process.
I just watched my stepson do it. I go, you got to be kidding me, man.
Bro, how they haven't come up with an easier car seat to put your kid in, and I get, it protects him in case of an accident. Mm-hmm. Great.
Blah, blah, blah.
I got things to do, man. I got places to go, and they got a winter coat on, so this is going to be an impossibility. It's like a Rubik's Cube with that effing thing.
Now leave them at home.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this mother from Texas. She went on a cruise. A 6-day cruise, leaving her 6 and 8 year old alone in a luxury apartment in Houston when neighbors realized they were there by themselves. 5 days after mom had left, police showed up. The kids told the police, their mother left with luggage, didn't say when she was going to be back, but she had a camera inside the apartment and one of the kids had a phone to stay in contact with her. When she got back 6 days later, she was arrested the next day, charged with child endangerment. Police did say there was trash and leftover food all over the apartment. They also said it smelled of urine.
Ew.
Oh, the poor kids, man.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
One thing. Now, I feel for the kids. I do.
Yes.
6 and 8, you know where the toilet is.
All right.
Does that mean the kids were just taking whizzes all
Unless
over the apartment?
Unless they had, like, a cat or something. I don't know.
That is weird. But,
I'm just saying, like, I mean, look, I get it.
Yeah, you know how to go to the bathroom.
Right.
I get it. Like, it might be funny to, like, pee on the couch, but, like, that's more of a kid issue than a mom issue.
All right. But, by the way, though, like, she's on a cruise.
Yeah.
Right? And I know she's got cameras. She's drinking her ass off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of
course. So there isn't like you're like on a, you know, doing something where
attentive.
You're partying.
It, like I said.
Like you're dying to get on a cruise that bad. You are going full throttle mama.
Like I said, full throttle mama is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
She's a full throttle mama.
It's like Otis Redding, because he died before sitting on the dock. Yeah. You could have just started whistling.
I can't whistle, though.
You can't whistle?
Not really. No, I can't.
Wow.
What a bitch.
Why is that?
You did Scottish Ben earlier, and you can't whistle?
Right, what can you do? Sometimes I can't rhyme.
No, but back to your point. Right. I'm not arguing she's a good mom. She's a terrible mother. Terrible mother. I'm just suggesting that down the road, it is weird though, like with technology getting better to protect our kids and keep an eye on them and everything, it seems parents do go in the opposite direction. Mm. Even though I can watch my child via camera and literally track them with their phone or like an AirPod or what do they call those? AirTags?
AirTag thing, yeah.
We see, I mean, kids 20 years ago were allowed to stay home younger alone than they are now, it feels like. Parents Maybe. Are more paranoid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the answer to this question is.
It's probably going to get younger with the technology.
But it should have been younger now. We have more technology now than we did when I was 10. And I mean, I wasn't going to leave my kid alone at 8, 9, 10 years old.
True.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.